Merhaba there, hoş geldiniz. Hello and welcome to our podcast Talking Round North Cyprus, where, you guessed it, we talk about the Turkish Republic of North Cyprus. I'm Sarah Palmer, and I have an apartment here in the TRNC. And I say here because I am here. I'm sitting in the pool with my good friend and co-host, Roger Barra. We're at his holiday home in Lapta, and just calling off, Rog.
Absolutely, as everyone who's been in the TRNC during August and indeed most of July as well, we've been melting and the humidity is none of us have ever experienced this before. And many of us have been here longer than 10 years. It's so humid, the temperatures aren't necessarily skyrocketing. It just feels so hot and everyone is just sweating basically all day long. I think there's going to be a great deal of relief when September comes along, I'll be honest with you, because it is getting a bit monotonous now, this extreme humidity.
Yeah, I mean, certainly at the time, I've only been here a week, and everybody I've spoken to says, you know, they haven't known it like this, and also that, you know, it is quite unusual. It sort of started June, and it's just been, as you say, relentless.
You know, whether this is global warming, I mean, who knows, but when the locals say they can't remember anything like it, and for so long, then you know it's pretty special.
Yeah. And those people sitting back in England going, oh, poor you. Yeah. But there's you sitting in your pool, suffering with the heat. Anyway, so as I say, I've been here for a week now, and I have to say I've been quite busy. I thought it was nice to catch up with a few people that we've heard from previously. So in another couple of episodes, we'll be hearing from Gül. Now, you may remember the artist one. You can go back and look for that. Gül is a lovely Turkish Cypriot lady, and she went to the UK as a child and was forced into a marriage, actually, at sort of 14, 15. But I went to stay with her in her lovely place in Karpaz, and she's built some cabins, and so she tells me all about that.
The idea of staying in a wooden cabin is lovely, so I thought I'll do it. And also, when they come, they could stay in it. And I thought to myself also that the way things were going, I was getting, you know, done by builders left, right and centre. I'm probably going to run out of money at the end of my life, probably at some point. So I thought then I could just, you know, rent them occasionally and have a little bit to live on, yeah, you know. So yeah. I made sure they were done quite nicely, and the view is nice as well, and it's very, very breezy over this end, as you've noticed, haven't you?
It's lovely.
I don't get this breeze on my balcony, you see, because of the trees. And so people saying to me, well, why don't you go and stay in one of the cabins? Because it means having to go back and forth.
Yes.
You know?
Well, let's go and have a look. I also had a lunch with Sarah Woods, and that was the travel writer one. So it was lovely to meet Sarah. I hadn't met her before, except over Zoom. And then on my way to Lapta, I popped into the Eagle's Nest, if you know that one. And again, you can look at that. That's the Eagle's Nest one. And I caught up with Mike Whitehouse. It's over a year since we spoke to him, July last year that we spoke to him. So I thought it was nice as I was passing to see how it's all going at the Eagle's Nest.
Well, we had an exceptionally good year last year because the first time since COVID, everybody was here. This year we've had a slow start to the summer, where in June we had a lot of wind. Vesu used to guarantee me no rain in June. It did rain. And we've an exceptionally hot July and August, still very high temperatures. So that tends to affect our lunch times because it's very, very hot. So we're considering, do we put air conditioning inside the restaurant? At night time, the restaurants have been really busy this year. And we've probably seen a more international customer all the way across the board. Probably one of the strongest customers at the moment is Germany. Lots of Germans come in here. Holland, Italy, the Scandinavians, of course, have always been here. But then diverse from Iraqis, Azerbaijan, every nationality in the world, which is great. It's a good mixture of customers.
So that, again, we'll hear from him in another episode. And also we'll be hearing from a mutual friend of ours, Gemma.
She's the mad horsewoman as I know her.
Yes, that's right. Maybe we'll call it the mad horsewoman one. But that's another one to come. But yes, I caught up with Gemma because she's leaving the TRNC, going back to the UK, having been here for 12 years. So yeah, she lives just in the shed in the middle of nowhere. nowhere. Well, it was stables in the middle of nowhere, no electricity, no running water. Mad woman, but she's lovely. And she's looking forward to going back to the UK. So it was interesting to get her thoughts about that when you've been here so long and you've seen such changes. It was interesting to get her thoughts.
It was kind of accidental. So I actually rented an apartment in Caesars to start off with. And then I kind of was really homesick and only really happy when I was down at the stables. So I just sort of moved down to the stables and then started collecting dogs. And then people started leaving cats. So like the first cats were like 3 kittens that were just left in a cat box and they were like 2 weeks old. I'd never hand reared before and I was like, oh, fun. And then it just sort of spiraled out of control from there, really. I've met some really cool people. That's true. I've loved all the animals that I've been involved with, like fostering, rescuing, looking after the horses has been fabulous. I had fun singing with Rog. That was a good thing. I never would have done that in the UK. That's what I've loved.
So again, we'll hear from Gemma in due course. So we walked out this morning, didn't we, Rog, and we went and got the paper?
Yes, indeed. Just walking to the shop, which is, what, about 500 metres away, just walking there and back, you know, it's exhausting in these weather conditions at the moment. But, yeah, the front page of today's Cyprus Today, August the 19th, 2023, is all about a fracas down at the Pila border. Mm. And this is between the UN and Turkish Cypriot police and workmen. And they're building a new road from Pila to Yiğitler. That's a village about 11 miles northwest of the Pila border. The UN are extremely unhappy. There's talk of both sides taking place, some argy-bargy. It depends, you know, don't know who to believe. But our friend Izzy said on social media this morning he's seen a video where the UN vehicles are deliberately going in front of the construction vehicles. They're alleging, the UN officials, that they've been assaulted. The Turkish police are saying they've been assaulted, and it's just very, very messy, and it's a typical standoff between the UN and the Turks.
So they just want to build a road. So why are the UN upset? Do we know?
Well, I think it's because some of it is not on total Turkish land. Oh. Most of it is. But, of course, the Greeks have got the Greek Cypriot side have got history of building roads along Turkish land or Turkish title deed land in the past. And so it seems, you know, there's rules for one side and not the other. But this has just literally happened in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. Something I did see, and I know this has been rumbling on for a little while, the British High Commissioner and his less than diplomatic speech when he went to visit the British residence of, you know, of the TRNC, came over, I think it was back in June or July, and our friend Eltan, who is the editor-in-chief of Cyprus Today, actually wrote to the Foreign and Commonwealth Development Office asking for an apology because the British High Commission said, you know, you've got all this wrong, you know, he didn't say that and he didn't say this, and he was like, there are 100 people there and they all heard him, so don't give us that. Apparently it's quite a dismissive letter come back from the FCO as well, which is really, really upsetting. I mean, I used to work for the FCO and you sort of hope that they wouldn't take sides and that they'd see there's a bigger issue, but that seems to still be rumbling on.
Yes, and of course news this week that Russia has announced that it's going to effectively build an embassy over here for its now... They're saying about 50,000 Russian people are now living in the TRNC. So that's more than the British expats can expect, ever, it seems. Yeah. So it's not good news for the British expats. And, of course, the British government's whole attitude towards the Cyprus problem is geared towards supporting the Greek Cypriots. Mm. Because, of course, the two British sovereign bases have got to stay there while Britain thinks they need them, and so they're not going to upset the Greek Cypriots. So another huge stumbling block.
And I saw that the Russians, they've said that it's not a political move, that they actually, there is consular assistance, so humanitarian, if you like. So, you know, the people here can get births registered, you know, you need to get passports done and all those sorts of things, you know, because you need all those things to live here, you know, that you need the all the paperwork that goes into the TRNC. So quoting a few Russians this morning in the paper saying, you know, they're very pleased. Obviously they are.
And there have been some newspaper reports about Iskeli residents getting really fed up, with the amount of development going on in their area, but the fact it's massively high rise. But they're also saying they're getting scared going out at night. This is newspaper report, so I'm not saying it's true. And because of all the Russian citizens, they're beginning to feel uneasy. And I've got a horrible feeling, because that's only going to continue, especially while the war continues in Ukraine. I cannot see any stop to the amount of Russians who, if they're able, will come and live here.
Yeah.
Because the TRNC's attitude is, well, you can come and live here.
Yeah.
If you've got the money, and you're welcome. You can go on the 35th floor. We don't care.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I noticed, every time I come back, but certainly this time round, you know, the buildings going up round Caesar Resort, I mean, that's a huge sort of city in itself now, but, you know, all along Long Beach and all round there, and even driving up to you at Boaz, they're all the way along there now as well. Mm. So, and you just worry that how many more places do they need to build? Where are these people going to come from to fill all these, you know, these houses?
Well, of course, the idea is you won't build unless you know you're going to sell. Mm. I mean, the Caesar Resort that you mentioned, I mean, 10 years ago, they would build a block, and when that's finished, they'd put the foundations for the next block.
Mm.
Now, in all the Caesar developments all over the island, you're talking about there's probably 30 blocks being built at any one time. Well, no construction company is going to do that unless they've got virtually guaranteed sales. Yeah. The biggest problem, and you ask anybody that lives here, is it's okay building all these high rises, but you've got to improve the facilities that go around it, the sewerage, the road system, all sorts of infrastructure that isn't happening. And of course, that's one reason me and Mrs. B are finding ourselves here in Laputa more and more, even though our major home is just out of Iskeli. And of course, you look around you here, you can see the mountains, you can see the sea, but you can't see any high-rise buildings.
Yeah.
And what a difference that makes.
Yeah.
And although, you know, it is a fairly British expat community here, there aren't so many other nationalities. There are Turkish Cypriots, but there's a lot of Iranians now coming to live in the Iskeli area, a lot of Germans. And it's sort of, I think, to some extent, some of the expat community, British expat community, are feeling a bit squeezed out.
Mm.
You know, they don't want to live in little Russia or little anywhere. They want to live amongst the Turkish Cypriots, you know, in peace and quiet. And perhaps we, you know, we've had it lucky the last 10 years. Perhaps this is a natural sequence of events that's going to happen and continue to happen. I think for the first time, people are thinking, oh, my goodness, I do hope paradise that is the TRNC. I do hope that doesn't disappear over time, because what a great shame that would be if it became, the whole island became Hong Kong, Mallorca, call it what you like. And I think the politicians, the mayors in particular, need to be extremely strong, and to some extent they have to learn to say enough is enough. No, you're not developing here. We're going to keep this as it is for future generations, for our children to enjoy.
What's the song? They paved paradise and put up a building. Well, not quite, but, you know, to paraphrase.
Yeah.
And also, just where I am, it'd just be nice not to hear any building, you know, because from sort of like early doors, 6:30 to, you know, when the sun goes down, there are little ants all over the building sites and everywhere, so... It would
and
be
the
nice.
Dust, of course. And, and I've been to environmental impact meetings where new developments are proposed. And, of course, they've got all these rules and regulations to follow. They're supposed to have dust sheets go right up to where they're building. Well, that doesn't happen. And nobody oversees it and says, you're not building anymore until you stick to the stipulations. Yeah. I raised my hand, and through a Turkish interpreter, I said, there's this development going on. We've got this development next door. You need a new access road. And the environment minister virtually shrugged his shoulders and said, what can I do? I mean, goodness sake, you know, what you can do is stop the construction. Yeah. Just stop it. If they don't abide by the rules, stop it. Yeah. Send them away. Fine them.
I think you need to get in this water. You're getting overheated.
It doesn't take much in this weather.
Lovely. OK, well, you're going to get in the water. I'm going to get in the water and have a swim. So thank you very much indeed for listening again to our podcast. So we've got a few in the bag coming up from people I've spoken to while I've been here on my trip. Do tune in again. Do subscribe wherever you're listening to this, and then you'll know when we post next. So thank you very much for listening. You can get in touch with us anytime you like. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Talking Round North Cyprus. I'm Sarah Palmer.
And I'm Roger Barra. Let's do this again very, very soon.